Hello and welcome to the West City Church podcast. If you'd like to get to know us more, find us at westcitychurch.com.au. We really hope that you're encouraged by today's message.
As Josh has already said, you know, Easter Friday for us, it's not a happy time. We're okay with that. You may not have noticed, but all our songs today are unresolved. There's no mention of Sunday because, just as Josh has so beautifully put it, we sit in this space. We remember the heaviness of it. Gosh, this is hard. Today, many of you may know, but I want to let you who don't know, last Sunday, Sam Hamilton, who is a beautiful part of our community, passed away in a tragic accident. He was out free diving with Cozzy and he passed away. And obviously our hearts are broken. For Cozzy, the Palmers, the Hamilton family. You know, when moments like this happen, it's like an earthquake, isn't it? You know, the epicenter is those who are closest to that person, devastated by the news and what happens. But the shockwaves go out and they hit those who maybe aren't as close but loved that person all the same. And so today, as a community, we are those people. And at the end, we're going to pray for the Palmers and the Hamilton family, and especially for Cozzy. But I'm also mindful that we are here today, and you've been impacted by that shockwave, and I want to pray for you as well. I want you to pray for me. It didn't feel right for me today just to then move on and go into a message about Easter. And I was walking the other day, as I do, and it came to my mind that the Easter weekend is made up of three specific days. You have the pain and suffering of Friday, don't you? The darkness and the pain and suffering of Friday. Before I do just get into talking a little bit about that, I'm mindful here today, like some of you are visitors and you don't know Sam, you don't know the Palmers, you may be new to our community. And all I can say is, look, this is us. We're actually going to sit here today and grieve. And, you know, if you were coming to hear a really uplifting message, I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. Feel free to sneak out if that's really what you're looking for, I'm sure. But can I also say thank you for being with us here today? We need you, and we may not know you, but I suspect that even if you're visiting us for the first time, you may have experienced grief and loss yourself at some point. And if you haven't, you probably will. Maybe you've experienced serious illness. You know, that's a time, isn't it, where we're just like, what is going on? Maybe you've had mental health issues, anxiety, or depression. You'll know what it's like to sit in this space. Maybe a relationship has tragically come to an end. You'll know what grief is. Maybe you've actually gone through a spiritual crisis, you know, as St. John of the Cross calls it, a dark night of the soul. You got more questions than answers. God feels like he's nowhere around. Well, you're in good company then, and we're in good company, because we've faced all that. But today, we're facing that moment where the sudden loss of a loved one, especially untimely loss, and all that washes over you in that moment. So we're okay here at West City just to grieve and be sad. And you may not, I sometimes can't help telling jokes, but and being funny, but I'll try. You may not have a funny fill up here today. I know. But we do invite you to sit with us in this space. And so let me talk about those 3 days I was thinking of when I was on my walk. You got the pain and suffering of today, what we remember today, Friday, right? It's what the prophet Isaiah says. Surely he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his stripes we are healed. I think, surely, if our beautiful Jesus was willing to go through that for us, he's willing to walk with us through what we're going to face today, right? That's one thing I can hold on to. He's so beautiful. He said, I'll willingly suffer. Surely a Jesus who, on this day that we remember, suffered, right? We know he knows what we will go through. He knows our suffering. He's not distant or cold. He knows what we're going through. Friday's about darkness. None of you experienced that darkness. Rolls in like clouds. And I've certainly experienced that this week. It's a darkness where you're like, God, where are you? It's a darkness that even Jesus reflected, didn't he, on the cross, where with his last breath he shouted out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Can I just say to you, I know, that's a strong word, isn't it? I know. I'm pretty sure. I'm confident in myself, you may disagree, that God didn't forsake him. And I encourage you, if you're not sure what I'm saying, go read Psalm 22. Because with Jesus' last breath, my God, why have you forsaken me? That is the very first verse of Psalm 22. Read it to the end when you leave here and tell me God had forsaken him. But the truth is, in moments like this, we can't feel the presence of God often, can we? We feel forsaken. Our grief and our pain actually just becomes so overwhelming. Our grief for Cozzy. I can't think of her and what she's going through for too long. And as a community, we've come together, and I know you're praying for them. I love it that we just want to feed them and hug them. And there's been beautiful response from our community for those guys. Beautiful people in our community who have been invited into the space by those guys. And can I tell you, we don't have any answers. And we're like, God, where are you? So I don't think God has abandoned us, West City. You'd be glad to know. Or the Palmers. But it feels like that, doesn't it? If you're feeling that, I want to encourage you, Jesus felt it too. Jesus, you know, the guy who kind of had a lot of, and all the answers, who helped and healed people, he felt it too. That's why I love him so much. He gets us, and he walks with us in all the nitty-gritty of that we're going through. So then you have Friday, and then you have this weird in-between day, don't you? You have Saturday. And Easter Saturday is about questions, unanswered questions, sadness and tears. It's questions of Mary, Jesus' mother, saying, how am I going to live without my son? He's in the tomb. So disciples going, I thought he was the Messiah and he was going to restore Israel and save us and save the world, and he's dead. The unanswered questions. It's the sadness and the tears. You know, every Sunday I come to church. From now on, I won't see Sam's smiling face. Every Sunday there'll be a tinge of sadness. You know, the next time we go on family camp, Sam and Cozzy won't be wrestling a shark up onto the beach, cutting up into little pieces to feed us all. Just because he. And there'll be sadness and tears. You know, for all of us, sometimes Saturday lasts a lifetime. But that's part of the story of Easter. We want to zip by it. We want to bypass Friday and Saturday. We want to get to Sunday. Come on, let's get to Sunday. And Easter weekend doesn't allow us to do that because God knows that we need to learn how to navigate with him present Friday and Saturday. I don't even know if I'm following what I'm saying here, but or it's making sense. I don't know when I'm going to pass away. I went and saw a doctor and the other day, and he gave me these tablets and he said, I want you to take one for the rest of your life. And I said to him, you've only given me three. Anyway, I don't know when I'm going to pass away. But I do know that this Saturday, when it comes to Sam, will one day be over and I'll see him again. I know that. You can't skip Friday and Saturday. And there is a final day on this Easter weekend. And it's a hope beyond hope that there can be life beyond death. It's a hope beyond hope that God and the Good Shepherd Jesus, who says, I'll walk with you, can actually bring beauty from ashes. But that day hasn't arrived yet, and so I'm not going to talk about it. I wondered whether we could pray for the Palmers and the Hamiltons and Cozzy and I want to actually give a moment, maybe it's a Saturday moment of silence, of quietness, but it's a moment for you guys to privately, don't feel you have to pray out loud, but privately, would you pray for them? Would you pray for the person sat next to you? Would you pray if for those who maybe knew Sam at a deeper level than we did? Can we do that as a community? You might even want to hold the hand of the person next to you. If you know them, caveat. If you know them, if you don't, do not touch them. In Jesus' name. I'll give you a few minutes. Let's just pray. You might want to go up and hug someone. I don't know. Feel free to do whatever in this moment. I want us to have space. Let me just thank Jesus for... Jesus, thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. Thank you for caring for us. We've got nothing else, Lord. We've got nothing to offer these beautiful family, but we thank you you're here. I want to just give you a moment now. I'm shutting up. Lord, we do pray for and bring to you, before you, the Palmers, the Cosi, Chris, Jill, Sophie, Toby, Banjo, Ollie. We ask, Lord, that you would hold them and wrap your arms around them at this time. That you would part the dark clouds of, at some point, that they may feel and experience the radiance of your love on them. Help us as a community to walk well with them, not just the quick sprint of the next few weeks, but the long, slow walk of love and care, of support and concern. We pray the same for Sam's family. Lord, I thank you. They've got a beautiful community and friends around them. But if we can support them, other than praying, God, we want to do that. We know, Lord, in all, we don't have any answers, and we don't feel the need to have that, Lord. Help us to be good friends. Help us not to be Job's friends. Lord, I just bring to you our community, and I ask, wrap your arms around them. Wrap your arms around us. Walk with us closely, Lord. We turn our eyes to you. I do also want to just pray for those who are here, Lord, who are visiting us today, maybe who are going through things. God, let them not feel that they are on their own. Help us in some way to let them know that they are loved and that they are seen and that they matter, Lord. Friendship and community is of such a gift. And God, we're terrible at it so many times. We are terrible, and it can be horrible. But also it is so beautiful. Help us to come together as a community to be your people. To not be believers of things, but be followers of the way. You are the way, Jesus. We commit all this to you in your beautiful name. Amen.
How good was that message? Thank you so much for joining us. Each week at West City, we say a benediction together. We do this because we believe that the purpose of the church is to be a caring community for the world, and that as we go and serve others, we enter into Christ's work of welcome, restoration, and healing, both for us and others. We believe that in doing so, we get to see and encounter Christ. So let's say the benediction together. We come together as the church to be reminded of the go of Christ. So we will go out and feed the hungry, go out and clothe the naked, go out and fight for justice, go out and end oppression, go out and proclaim anew the old, old story, go out and associate with those who don't look like us, think like us, act like us, and don't even like us. And we'll do it all in the name of the one who sent us. His name is Jesus.